Here we are today with another Natter That Matters, because of all conversations count, those ones inside your own head and those outside of yourself. And today, outside of me, is the wonderful Carly Cowell. Hello and welcome.
Hello, hi Vivian, how are you?
That's very good, thank you. Very nice to see your smiling face. Those that can't visually see, we've got two ADHDers grinning and beaming, dopamine running high, lovely.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to introduce you. I'm going to let you do it yourself because you're much better at it than I am. So why don't you tell people who are listening and watching what you do and why?
Sure, I'm never that good at introducing myself because a lot of what I do is about helping people to get to the core of who they are to introduce themselves. And it's always the same thing, isn't it? You can do for other people what you can't do for yourself. So I'll give this a good go, but it might not be 100%. We'll see. So I'm a personal brand strategist. I am based in the northwest of the UK in Lancashire. It's kind of Preston, but it's a village on the outskirts where nothing happens. There's no shops, there's sheep, there's not much going on, but I do love it. It's nice and quiet. So personal brand strategist and creativity mentor. I love helping people sort of dig deep and get to the core of who they are. A lot of that comes from exactly what you said then about the ADHD, that diagnosis. It comes from that. I think just wanting people to be accepted and know how to put that into their brand, into their content. A lot of time we do this soul searching and we don't really know what to do with it in our business. So yeah, see, I've gone up one more one already. So that is me.
I'm the same when I'm being interviewed. I'd love to come on your show. I'll do exactly the same. So yeah, it's very easy. If I'm hearing what you're saying, it's very easy to be just who you think you should be and kind of go through that role of, I've got to be this. I remember my first website, one of my first websites had a recruitment business in 2012, and I spent 5 grand on having the website done. And I remember I went to a network. I know, right? I look back at that, I was robbed. I went to a networking event and I met this nice guy there called Brian, and he said, "Oh, exciting time starting your new business." He was obviously touting him for me, and I showed him my website and he went, "Oh, that's not what you want to hear, is it? When you've
Nope.
just bought yourself all you think you have." And I said, "What? Why? What's wrong with it then?" Thinking like, "Oh." And he said, "Well," he said, "you're really outgoing and vivacious, your name Joy and Vivian match you. That's boring as fuck." That's what he said to me, and I just went, "Oh." And as I fell through the floor, I thought, he's so right. I've got stock shots on there and it's very boring. It definitely was not me. So I went back and revisited it completely. And yeah, that the rest is history. So what's your evolution, Carly? Where have you come from? How did you get into this?
Well, I'm kind of laughing to myself there. And I always say on that I'm going to share this because I think my first ever brand shoot. So I'm a bit of a brand shoot junkie. I've gone from being really shy and awkward in front of the camera to absolutely loving it. So if people saw my website, you'll see me prancing around, flouncing around in this ridiculously over-the-top sequin dress. Yeah, my evolution, that sums it up in a way in terms of confidence and evolving, which I always talk about you evolving in your brand, in yourself. And it's interesting what you say about your website because people evolve in themselves and they might show up on social media, possibly a bit more themselves. Then you click on the website and you're like, that's not the same person. So a
Oh,
lot of
that's
what I do
interesting.
is that. But yeah, my journey comes from I was actually in fitness for 15 years, so up to the pandemic. So I had a fitness personal training business. I've got a degree in, this is a boring bit, creative advertising with copywriting. But I switched back. It was a pandemic when I graduated. I went back to the safety of fitness and carried on and launched my own business. So that's kind of my evolution from, it goes back too far because I was a creative to start with. But unfortunately, I lost my mum when I was age 21, just 3 months into my next stint at universities. It's probably very ADHD. I did three universities. Then I lost my mum and I then went into fitness because it helped me grieve. Then went with that. Went back and finished the degree. Recession hit. Oh, honestly, it goes on and on my story. It's like an intertwine. I don't know what you call it. It's all over the place. But yeah, I came back to fitness and then the pandemic really forced us all to reevaluate, didn't it? There was a lot of obviously sadness, a lot of just really tough times. But for me, it was a massive light bulb moment. I lost my fitness business overnight. You can imagine I was fully booked in person. Tried my hand at online, not the same. It's just not the same, is it? I love in person. So I just sort of dug deep into my skill set and thought, oh, hang on, I've got a degree sat there doing absolutely nothing. I've got industry placements. I think I won a, sounds like I'm showing off now, a National Student Award that I'd won. I had a lot going on for me that the recession had taken away from me and I went back to that safety net fitness. So pandemic, that's one thing I'm grateful for. It put me back in this direction. So it's just so interesting, isn't it? I hope the film Sliding Doors, I love. It
Love
can
it.
literally be like that, can't it? Something happens, one little change or big change with the pandemic, and you're back to where you are either meant to be or you don't know. Sometimes just
Absolutely.
trusting it.
So I don't know if you know, but I'm an NLP master and trainer, so I train people to be NLP coaches. And I look at where I started that. So I did NLP in a job that I had years ago, and it was lovely and great. And then I started a recruitment business, and I had a company who did NLP training, and we did a bit of skill swapping. We used a trade exchange essentially. And I just think if I'd have said no to that, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. But I only went because it was in London. I'd just become single and thought I'll go and get drunk basically a weekend and have a great time. And I completely expected it. That's basically what I did. But that weekend transformed my life. So you're saying, a lot of us had COVID and, 2020 do that. But there can be other things, can't there? Other things that shift us, change us, make us understand who we are and who we're not. So how did you then work out that it was the creative part you wanted to go for? How did you then decide that?
That's a bit of a tough question, actually. Yeah, I think when I dug really deep, a lot of it was caught up in grief. So I think when I again listening to the universe, and I was only 21, say when my mum passed away, you're not the same person, you're not as self-aware. So I just switched to fitness. It helped me grieve. And as I evolved again and the next thing happened, every time it was like I was pulled back to creativity and then something happened. And I used to be quite, I mean, I have to fight this now. I do fight these sort of negative. I think we all have these negative thoughts. It's so easy to kind of think, well, it's not meant for me. I'll go back to what I was doing before. And I don't know, something shifted for me in 2020. I think it just shifted for us all. But something, I think I'd finally come to that place where I was like, no, I'm being called back, but this time I'm going to fully commit to it. I'm going to trust it. I'm going to go back. And so there's something bigger this time. And yeah, I think that's what it was. Probably more self-trust and probably got a bit more woo. Intuition, trust in the
Oh,
universe. Yeah.
bigger courage, bigger kind of, yeah, trusting, like you say. So a lot of people that decide they want to be in a different business or start a business or change their life in some way, that bit between deciding and taking action is the tricky bit, isn't it? So what was your first step? What did you do? How did you get into that?
Oh, it's all blur, isn't it? You look back and it was just sunny days in the garden, homeschooling, and it's all a bit of a blur. And I say, I tried the online fitness bit for a while. I was in my daughter's bedroom doing like online group personal training, tried that. And I think, if I'm thinking about this now, I think there was a very persuasive mentor, his American mentor. He is amazing what he does, and he has quite a high ticket program that he runs once a year. And I think it was somebody I'm connected to and sort of a business bestie that I think she'd signed up to it. And something just pulled me in. He's quite spiritual. The course really sounded like something I just needed to take that next step. So sometimes it's the investing, isn't it? And I'm one of these. I think, again, ADHD, we're probably all do this. We collect courses that we're never going to use again. But this one, you're like, it's like a graveyard somewhere of courses. But this one I felt really drawn to it. And I had quite a few sort of spiritual moments within that course. There's an energy clearing where I ended up sleepwalking. What I thought was an explosive in my hand. It was like 4 in the morning. It was going light outside. And I just remember sort of almost coming to with this invisible explosive, thinking, what am I doing? And I remember that dream of thinking I had to get out of bed and get rid of this. It was after I'd done this energy clearing that was part of the program. So, like I say, it was quite spiritual based. And that was a massive shift again. It almost felt like a sign that, yeah, I'm getting rid of, literally getting rid of everything that's not serving me. And right, this is it. It was like the sign that I was waiting for. So I think it is, so a lot of it comes down to us, doesn't it? Just being ready, I'd say.
Yeah, and hearing the signs though, because you didn't need to have heard that, didn't need to have gone and done that. So yeah, so you set up a new business then, did you? What was the next step from there? Yeah, how did you decide what to call it and price it and doing it, all that stuff?
Good question. It's, I think it was the
Remember.
course. Yeah, it was the course again. I think I just went with the flow of the course. He taught me so much that a lot of it I knew already from my degree. Advertising is fairly in the same sort of realm as branding. I guess you're just packaging up yourself if it's personal branding or what you do rather than a product.
So you
So a
package
lot of it
yourself
was,
up.
yeah, package yourself up, sell yourself. It was saying so wrong. But that, yeah, he just gave me that confidence to dig back into my skill set. And actually, I realized I knew more than I thought I knew. I think I'd lost that confidence with the recession, with losing my mum. I think every time was this big knock back down, and I would get back up. And then something knocks you again. It's just building that resilience, isn't it? So something switched, and I just trusted it, believed in it, and looked at followed the program. And he helped me, yeah, with the pricing, positioning. I don't know. It's really hard to explain because it just felt really intuitive. I just felt like I've learned all these things over the last few years that I already knew. So I don't know if it was learning it or just relearning. I guess that's a word.
Yeah, relearning. I don't. Yeah,
You
absolutely.
got it.
do you do now? So what is your business?
Well, it's same thing. It's evolved. I do a lot more mentoring now. At the time, back in 2021, I'd somehow gone into a lot of the done for you. So with what I do, it is brand strategy. I do a lot of one-to-ones, deep dives. I suppose it's like brand coaching, but I'm not a coach. I always say that. But then I think people started to just know that I'm good at writing as well and started to commission me for things. So I went down that route, and that was a learning curve because I think we get drawn by the money, don't we? People are literally throwing projects at me, big money projects. I was like, yeah, I can handle all this. I even wrote a second edition of somebody's book. So a client that was mine in the US, I seem to attract a lot of US clients, which I love because of time difference. I like working at night. And I wrote a whole second edition of her book. So I say wrote it, she wrote it. I've got to give her the credit. But I enhanced it, shall we say. And I just kept going. And I felt like a bit like the Duracell bunny, where I was, again, dopamine hits, overworking, and then I burnt out. So that was another pivotal moment. I was loving my work, but it got to the point where I wasn't loving it. So I had to take a step back, realign. Then I ran a group program, loved that because that was a way to work smarter, not harder. And then mainly it's one-to-ones that I work with now. Had a bit of a tricky life again, life knocking you down. I had a really difficult year last year. I feel like I'm only just re-emerging again. So I'm just building my confidence back up. But I have had one-to-one clients all through last year, and relaunched my podcast. So yeah, I don't know what I do. I don't know if I've answered that one. But yes, yeah, so brand strategy, mainly personal brand strategy, helping people get to the core of them, knowing how to say it. Even things like this, knowing how to present yourself on a podcast, knowing what a podcast is about, sharing your voice. A lot of things. I do lots. I don't know if that's a good thing because I tell people to niche, but I'm like, I can do everything. Well,
That's
come
hilarious too, by the way. Tell people, let's just do the one thing and do it really, really well and build it really big rather than kind of spread it wide, which is essentially what you're doing. I do as well. So, but I think it depends on your journey, doesn't it? It depends on who you are, the kind of person. If you've got clients that want lots of different things from you, then you're going to give them lots of different things because otherwise they'll just go somewhere else and probably get ripped off. Like there's a lot of that going on out in the world at the moment. So, people like to feel safe with the person, don't they? So, what kind of people do you work with? Who are they typically?
They're quite spiritual and quite soulful. So I call what I do now with this it's not really a rebrand. I've called it more a revamp. I took the pressure off myself because I came back last year, like, yes, I've rebranded. I wasn't ready and I disappeared for a year pretty much. So I've come back gently. I'm like, right, I'm here. This is what I'm helping people with. But I naturally attract, yes, soulful, spiritual people that just want to do things a little bit differently. So I call it soulful strategy. And it is about having that strategy, having that intention, but let's make it feel good as well. Let's just thinking of a post I put on my Instagram recently. It said screw the shoulds, and people loved that. It was saying no to the BS. So it's soulful, but it's a bit kick-ass as well. I'm a bit rebellious. I keep saying like a soulful rebel. I'm not sure, but yeah, I attract those people, change makers, people who want to do things differently. ADHD, big one, because we can't really conform. We don't do with conforming. So
Not good.
those sort of clients I love because they've been conditioned to think that's how I should be doing it. They're saying that's the other way to success. Get up at 5 a.m., do this, do that. And they don't really know which way to turn. So I just love being able to sort of take them and say, right, let's strip things back, get to the core of you. Let's look at what works for you as your brand strategy, probably a bit of business strategy in there as well now. I feel like I'm evolving and help them to just know that they're enough. And that sounds really cheesy, but a lot of what I do is that you were never meant to do it that way. Let's do it this way. And it's that light bulb moment of them saying, yeah, actually, I can do it this way. So yeah,
Absolutely.
it's quite powerful in a way. It probably touches a little bit on what people do as coaching, but I'm always very clear. It's like, I'm not a coach. This is sort of a sidestep on your journey. You do the inner work with your coach. I'm going to help you know how to package it up. Back to that word package. What do you do with it next? Let's work on that. So yeah.
I love that you're clear on that. There's a lot of people out there doing great things with people, but don't know how, like, the word coach, everybody gets so hung up on it. Like, everybody thinks it's either something they can or can't use, but coaching is a specific skill set. That's all it really is. So it sounds like you're mentoring, consulting, advising, maybe a bit of training. And so do you still do the done for you stuff in amongst that? Do you kind of, copyright and help people with naming things and all that malarkey?
Yeah, it's a funny one. I have to step back a little bit because of 2021 when I burnt out. I've become more aware. And that's the thing, is that these things happen to teach us a lesson. Says teach you a lesson. But we learn from these things, and I'm just really aware of it. So I might see something and think, oh, I could do that. I'm like, oh, hang on, but do I have the capacity for that? No, so I won't do. But it's more like if I've worked with a client and then like a recent client, we've worked together 6 months. In fact, we've probably done a year in total and naturally come to an end. She doesn't need me anymore. And I love that. It's almost like spread your wings and be free. You know, I teach the skills as you go along so you can go and write that copy. You know how to put you into your brand. And she asked, do you know a copywriter? And just like you said, I felt a bit protective. I was like, I do, but I could help you as well because I felt quite protective. I was like, I don't, in a way, I didn't really want to hand her brand across to somebody and then not get it right. So we're in talks with that at the minute. So it is quite a bespoke, exclusive service that I don't really put out there. But if something comes and it feels good, yeah.
Exactly. And if you know the brand, I suppose it's different, isn't it? You're just extending what you've done rather than offering a different service. I get that. Because it's like
Yeah.
you don't have to learn it again. That must be good for your client as well, that someone hasn't got to go through the whole questioning process and kind of get behind it and understand it. You've been there in its birth and evolution. So, you know, I can understand how that works. Yeah. It is
Yeah.
a tricky one, the burnout. I coach it a lot. I coach
Yeah.
it. I've had it, I've been it, I've done it, I'm never going to do it again. And I notice it now. And I think you. Sounds like you've got your head on straight and know when it's coming as well. So what's the future for you, Carly? So what happens? What happens next? What's the big vision? And I know you've got one because you're ADHD. So what's the big vision?
I've got too many, Vivian. That's the problem.
Which is
She's calming them all down.
the biggest, brightest, loudest one? Which one's on air?
I know, yeah. This was one of my recent visions, actually. This is I share it with people. This is under my stairs. This is my under the stairs cupboard. I call it a podcast pod, but you are in my cupboard. So
Oh,
this
see,
was
it's very
one of
cool.
them. Yeah, this was one of them. The next one is I want to be a speaker. So I have dabbled a little bit with speaking, but I've actually signed up. Oh, and I'm absolutely bricking it. I don't know if I won't say the word I was going to say, but I've signed up to. Okay, a bit of context. So you know, with ADHD, we do big things. We live big, probably bigger than we should sometimes. We take things that are probably too big. So I host a yearly, well, now annual charity ball. That was one of my things. So I do that every autumn. It's an autumn glitter ball. I love glitter. That was a big
Lovely.
thing. It's for Mind. So I do it for charity Mind. Then I saw a comedy gig. Oh, I mean, I like to think I'm a bit funny, but whether I could get on stage and actually do a comedy stand-up gig in June. Yeah,
Oh,
so this is my next big thing, I guess. It's not really business related. However, I'm a bit of an opportunist, but in a good way. You know, I saw this, you get 8 weeks free comedy coaching. I was like,
wow.
what better way to get stage presence, voice, speaking skills for free?
Yeah, and a different way to affect the audience actually and impact the audience. So done a bit of it myself, not a lot, not enough. I only one stand up and do stand up, let's put it that way. But yeah, how, you know, how to deliver the one lines and the callbacks from the lines. It's quite fascinating actually. Yeah, that would be amazing. Oh, how cool.
I'm excited but scared. I'm in denial at the minute. You know, it starts in April and suddenly I'm like, we're in April. Oh no. So we could start this any moment. But it's good. It's pushing me out of my comfort zone. I like to do that. So the charity ball with that. I want to do a skydive that I'd actually well, I don't want to do it. Correction, I don't want to do a skydive, but I had that planned for 2020. That didn't happen, obviously, with everything going on. That'd be for mine. So I'm just on a bit of a focus this year of really fundraising, doing big things, living big. And then the next thing is I've signed up to write 3 books. So again, I don't do things by half.
No.
That's one book. I'll go three. Why not?
Well, I can tell you how easily you'll find it. To write the 3 books because when I was writing mine, I had a book architect, and I was just I recorded all mine voice to text, so it was the easiest way to do it. So you like talking, I like talking, so very easy to talk it. If I sat down to write it, I was like, my brain went, no, not doing that. So I just vocalized it all, and then I was editing. So I spent months and months and months editing this book essentially, and I had this beautiful manuscript, and I sent it to the book architect, press send, thinking, shit, that's scary. And the next thing, I got a message back from him saying, what is it you've just sent me? And I'm like, oh no, that's not a good response.
Oh
I said, I've got a book manuscript, and he said, there's enough here for 4 books. And I went, ah, right.
no.
Okay. So I launched part of it, and there's other 3 other parts to come if I so wish to. But so I think you'll have no problem with 3, Carly. I can tell you now, just speak
Yeah.
passionately about what you speak and then work out how to move it into bits, and I'm sure you'll be absolutely fine. Yeah. Are you self-publishing?
Working with a publisher. So it's a publisher in my connections. I've met her in person through connection events. And I felt like I needed that reassurance. Even though I know my stuff, I'm good at writing. When it comes to a book, again, we second guess ourselves. I was like, if I can just have somebody to guide me through it. And
Yeah,
that's a
it's a
big
good.
thing that I'm an advocate of. You know, why do we do these things alone sometimes? If it works, it works. But sometimes if you can feel those mind monkeys maybe coming in that I could, I thought, do you want somebody just to keep me in check? So that's what I'm doing. But I haven't really started yet. I've probably written about 3,000 words, but I keep changing the slightly the concept of it. So it's something I need to do. But I am doing it very ADHD focused. That's something I want to bring more into what I do, is about doing it a different way. And it's three books, but the three smaller books. And they're going to form almost like a trilogy that people just have these bite-sized books that they can get engrossed in. They can take it all in, but then that's enough. Have a break. Then move on to the next one. And these three books are going to talk to each other. I don't know how this is going to work yet, but again, we have these ideas, don't we? And it's just bringing it to life.
That's my logo. She enjoys bringing business to life. That is my strap line. So absolutely. The more you talk about it, you think about it, you bring about it, it becomes more and more real. So we only talk about real things typically. So sounds amazing. Have you got titles for said books?
I did have this. I mean, I keep changing it. So the first one was, it's going to be, I think it's going to be an A to Z. So I love the pop singer Will Young. I'm a bit obsessed with Will Young. Love him. Met him last year. It's just amazing. He's helped me actually through some really tricky times in my life. His music's helped me through. And he did a well-being guide. He does a well-being podcast. He's very much an advocate for mental health. He's amazing. He's just a brilliant human being. And he did a book called something, I can't remember what it's called. It was an A to Z of well-being. I think it's about being happier than A to Z of well-being. And I'm a generator in human design. I respond to things. Yes, so you'll know it. So sometimes, and that's been an eye opener as well, because you think, well, have I just copied something? It's like, no, I've responded to it. I'm taking that, making it my own, and that's all right to do. And that's a big thing of what I teach. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Just make it yours. Make it for you, yours for your people. So this book is going to be an A to Z. I did call it the A to Z of Soulful Success. It sounds a bit twee, so I'm playing with that. But it's going to be a bit of a breakdown of all the words that almost taking the bro marketing BS out there, very bro, flipping it on its head. And it's almost going to be an A to Z of these other terminology we can use, because we can. We don't have to be hardcore. We don't have to hustle. So I'm bringing that in for the first book with stories and tips and tools as I go as well. And it'll lead to the next two books.
Saw a great cover. So like A to Z, but ADHD Z, and with the HD, like, because it's like the brain of the ADHD person is not like this, is it? It's like, oh, over here, squirrel over here. So ADHD Z, I think could work really well. I can see it because I'm a hyper fan as well. Possibly you are as well. Can see everything really, really massively. It sounds amazing. Good luck. I absolutely know there's a massive market for that. There really is. There really is. Yeah, people need to understand themselves and other people. So that'll be amazing. Have you given yourself a possibly ridiculous deadline on that as well then?
Not really, and that's probably what I need at the minute. I'm going a bit too chilled on this. So I need to speak to a publisher and actually get something probably set more in stone. Originally, I was thinking, I think we said about a September, October release, but because I've got this charity ball the 5th of October, it felt too big. She said, oh, you could have copies of your book at the ball. I was like, well, no, it's not really about that. It's something separate. So it's probably November is the actual release date, I think. But you know what ADHD is like? I could switch that at any point. I might write the whole thing and say, let's just get it out in July. I don't know.
Or June, you might absolutely. I'll wait. I should watch your socials and wait for that. Brilliant. How lovely. And good luck with it all. Well, not that you need luck really, you just need passion and drive, don't you? And that sounds like something you've definitely got. So it's been lovely to
Yes.
meet you. I love your pod, it's fabulous. I've got star envy, star and moon envy. Yeah, wish you all the well. And if we can help you at all, if I can help you at all, obviously give me a shout and would be pleased to.
Will do. And I need you to, I do need you to come on my podcast as well, Vivian. So we'll sort that out, definitely.
Got that out. More chatting where I'll be the one going blah 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 blah. Great. Look forward
Yeah.
to it. Thanks, Charlie.
You too. Thank you so much.